All right, looks like we're live. Welcome everybody to the February 24th Downtown Advisory Board meeting. Thanks for making the time to be here. We now have a quorum. I'm gonna be starting with. Now we are rolling. Welcome everybody to the Downtown Advisory Board meeting, February 24th. Run that back real quick. Let's start with opening exercises, starting with roll call now that we have a quorum. And Linda Nishiyoka should be trying to get in right now. She asked, please have Anita send me the link. I'm in the wrong date. If you wouldn't mind doing that, Anita. We've had a lot of meetings recently.
All right, so I will have to leave the room for just a moment, so carry on. I'll be right back.
Okay. We'll start roll call. Linda Nishiyoka, on her way to being present, not now. Tyson Giza, not present. Summer Keatley, not present. Vincenzo Maduri, he'll be here the last 30 minutes, what we understand from the meeting. Alan Pollock.
Here.
Here we go. Quandre Robertson.
Here.
Thank you. Kirk Sun.
Here.
Thank you. Jordan Truitt.
Right here.
And Charles Weathers.
I'm here.
Now let's moving forward. I asked for an approval of the agenda. Has everyone received that document? Okay. I'd ask for a motion.
I'll move approval of the agenda.
Second.
Second from Kirk. All those in favor of approving the agenda, say aye, or show of hand.
Aye.
Those not, nay. Motion carries, we have an approved agenda. And now, before action or piece of business, the approval of the minutes from our February 10th meeting. So I'd ask for a motion to approve that.
Charles moves to approve.
Second.
All right. Alan seconds. All those in favor of approving minutes from our February 10th meeting, say aye or show of hand.
Aye.
Aye.
Those not, nay. Motion carries. Okay, let's dive into action items. Starting with 4A, does the Downtown Advisory Board recommend to the City Council approval of the proposed 2022-2023 Downtown Parking Fund budget? Sheree, go ahead.
So, at our last meeting, we discussed in great detail the Downtown Parking Fund budget. And again, this is has been a challenge every year for several years now in regards to this particular model with the parking tax being a sustainable model. And for many, many years, the board has talked about the benefits and the desire to convert the downtown parking district model to a paid on-street parking system. So there were no comments from the board in regards to the budget because it pretty much is what it is with no money for anything other than just basic operations of downtown. And I was asked to to create a memo that asked the council, very different this year in my communication than in the past. I was basically asking them on your behalf to do a motion to direct city staff to move forward with a plan to implement paid parking in downtown within 24 months. So instead of doing what we've done in the past, where we've tried to increase the parking permits a little bit when we could, or ask them to remove the cap that was put on to the parking tax, knowing that really neither one of those would fix this model for the long term. We're now point blank putting in writing what we've been talking about in regards to we want the model changed. So again, unless something's come up between the last meeting and today, the budget was not changed from the last one we discussed. And the second item, action item, would be you guys going and giving me any comments that you might have on the memo that you did ask as a result of the discussion last time. Anybody have any questions for me? Did I represent this correctly based on our last meeting?
Yes.
Okay.
I reviewed the memo in full, and it's expansive, it's detailed, and I hope that it is received well and received at all by council. You know, we only have so.
So I need for you to, we need to deal with A in regards to, even though we don't like it, we have to make a recommendation for the parking fund budget.
We want to move forward to an action item to approve now. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I would move that we approve, as it is written, the proposed 2022-2023 downtown parking fund budget. And I'd ask for it.
I'll second it.
Second.
All right, all those in favor of approving the proposed 2022-2023 downtown parking fund budget, say aye.
Aye.
No is not. Nay. Motion carries. Great work.
So the second item deals with my stab at writing on your behalf a memo that would go with the budget that you just approved to council. And again, I am totally open to any edits that you would like me to make, or if you think that there's too much in this memo, or you wish I would have said more about something, or you thought I would say something that I didn't touch on, just know I'm totally fine with any additions or corrections that you want me to make to the memo. I tried to open up with what exactly we want them to do right out of the hopper, just in case I couldn't get them or you can't get them to read the rest of it. It's pretty clear that you want them to change out from the district to a parking, a parking model.
I think we represent our conversation last time, and frankly, a collective of what we've been, the greater conversation that's been happening for years. And it's, I like that you also brought up action, how this coincides with that as well, just further validation. The only thing that I might district sidewalk power washing and district-wide alley sweeping, and et cetera, et cetera. I would think that'd be just further support for council, or maybe the other councilors that aren't as aware with downtown. It also might be helpful to point out directly, and maybe even get support in some fashion, I don't know if that's what this is, of Virginia Stapleton, who is so gracious to offer to come quarterly to our meetings, but she needs to be in support of this as well with her oversight over downtown. And I think that'd be powerful, because I would hate for this to fall on deaf ears because of reasons like has been mentioned on this call previously, or our meetings previously, i.e. the political impact and whatnot of such an initiative. Those are my thoughts, if anybody else wants to interject.
I have a probably more of a clarifying question, because I'm good with the memo, but in the first paragraph, you say the board is asking council to direct staff to prepare a 24-month implementation plan. Does that mean that the plan would create a 24-month transition plan, or do you want the plan and implementation done within the next 24 months? Theoretically, you could take 6 months to do the plan, and then it would be another 24 months after that. Just try to get what we're trying to say.
No, it's my understanding that this is asking for them to tell staff to have a paid parking system on the street in 24 months. We've been working, Alan. We've run models. We have consultant reports. We've been told over and over and over again that we should have a paid system on street. So it wouldn't take much for staff, you know, to get information to council as far as the cost associated with it. What we haven't done is we haven't outreach to Calais to know how long it would take if we ordered, you know, equipment. We haven't gotten any kind of a bid from Public Works in regards to switching all the signs out and you know, where they would be located and what might need to be done there. But again, a plan would be to queue stuff up, and then obviously we have money in Riverfront that isn't designated towards purchasing those pay stations, but we could. I mean, we have the money. It's just a matter of then going and asking for it to be used to pay for that equipment, if in fact we can get equipment and get it shipped here in order to do that plant. But I think we need to have a firm date and try to reach that goal. I think everybody, I know the board members who have been on this board, I know everybody's tired of having to have these conversations each year and not receive some of the benefits of having more income to put into downtown to make it a better downtown. Just like Josh said, it's so hard to do streetscape and then not have any money to keep up what we're putting in. It just doesn't make sense. It just doesn't. So if you read that and didn't think it said that, then I probably should make it clear that the goal is to have a paid system on street in 24 months. So when you read it, you just thought maybe I should have a plan. I should come back with a plan in 24 months, how to do it.
I read it is okay, staff, go create a plan, and that plan would show how we're going to transition over the next 24 months. I do think maybe a little wordsmithing to say maybe to prepare something to prepare it within an implementation plan within, I don't know how to say it, but that you could theoretically, the way I read it, it could take 5 years because they could keep not approving a plan, but the plan says, okay, from this day forward, we're going to do, it's going to take 2 years to implement. I think I would agree. I think it can implement quicker. You want to plan and implement within 24 months, something like that.
Yeah, I think, Alan, coming on your statement, wordsmithing, it might be to a 24-month implementation plan And instead of say convert, basically say a 24-month implementation plan to complete, something that clarifies that, you know, 2 years and it needs to be done.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Is there a, I get nervous a little bit about council looking at this potentially and saying, well, if we tell you to do this, are we authorizing this to all of a sudden start moving forward? I'm wondering if, does there need to be some sort of other checkpoint put into this that council doesn't defer this because they're afraid of it? It's like, well, no, this is just creating the plan. This is not moving forward with the plan. I don't know. It's a question more than anything.
A really good question, because I think historically they disregarded because of the potential for the unpopularity of such an issue. That's why I think it's important to have Councillor Stapleton's in lockstep with that. As the advisory board, boots on the ground of downtown, the voice. It won't be a fun task, but I don't know how you hope to make, I guess the word is accountability for this.
So, I mean, I look at it as if they come back and ask us to do this, then we would turn around and outline the steps that it would take. And that would go back to them. And we would be getting affirmation of the steps. Because right now, I couldn't put paid parking on street, right? Council adopted the initiative petition. That is what's dictating us to have. Actually, council said unlimited. What council adopted was unlimited, free on street. Each year through an administrative order, the 3 hours gets extended. So I couldn't just next week put paid on street. Council will have to amend the SRC that says we have the free on-street parking. So there's many steps, and they would be, there would be touch points that would be part of them keeping in the loop as we move this forward. So, you know, so again, the goal is to come up with what those next steps are, keep them in the loop. If one of the steps is they have to undo the structure that we have now, then it would be the timing of when we would do that against when we thought we would have a new system coming in place. So again, the goal is, you know, it's everything to deal with paid parking. It's hard to not get down in the weeds versus just, can we get the conversation started where we want to move this forward? I mean, just asking them to let us move this forward is a big step that we haven't done before. So
I'm wondering, Sheree, if just real quick, if like you're saying, you're explaining that there's other checkpoints, but that doesn't, the letter doesn't say that at all. Maybe it's assumed by them that there would be other checkpoints, but I wonder if a second paragraph after saying there's an implementation plan, at least saying that plan will include checkpoints for council to make decisions to alter or move it forward. Because again, I didn't understand that they're basically saying do the plan and it's got 2 years and go. I didn't read it as having, I know council does have checkpoints, but maybe specifically saying that in here, so they don't think it's some open timeline.
Well, I think the difference is the role you play in the communication. So it would be up to staff to tell them what those touch points are. not so much you in your communication to them, feeling that you would need to tell them what was going to be within the body of a plan and the next steps. You know what I mean? I mean, yours is, this is what we want you to do, that we have a problem. The onus or the responsibility on what a plan is and giving them what they need would not be, wouldn't be DAV. You wouldn't have the responsibility of trying to answer all those questions that we're talking about today. What's the first step? What's the second step? That would be staff's responsibility to lay out that plan. And of course, staff would keep you in the loop because you're the one asking through council. It's just, you know, we've talked about this over and over again. In general, the board wouldn't do this unless they were directed by council to do it. We're taking a leap by saying, because we're looking at a budget again, please ask staff to make this a priority. Make it a priority. Let us put together a plan. Let's move this forward. Because the plan's going to have, just like what we've talked about, there will be the communication outreach, you know, working with the chamber, you know, neighborhood association, Main Street Association, anybody that would be impacted. There's a whole communication strategy that would be part of this also. But the first piece would just be figuring out the nuts and bolts of what it's going to cost, the timing of getting the equipment, and then the rest of the plan would come into place. But we would have to go back to them with the plan. Here's the steps that we anticipate and the timeline to get this done for you in 24 months. And then there's the whole closure of the parking district, which would be a whole nother thing that would have to take place. But I actually couldn't answer the question on what that process would be. That's a conversation with legal. But if several of you didn't feel that the goal is to try to have a change in 24 months, I will wordsmith that.
To me, it sounds like we just need to ask council to ask staff to begin the review with a goal of full implementation within the next 24 months.
Yeah.
I like that one.
Yeah, exactly. I do too. Thank you.
Can you give it to me again, Jordan?
Let me see if I remember.
Ask staff to review.
For council to direct staff to, what I say, to review with a goal of full implementation within the next 24 months.
Well said.
Stay out of the weeds and keep, not get the cart before the horse with all the details and all that.
And then Josh, if I can get it in within the two pages, I will reference the investment in streetscape and the relationship between not being able to have money, you know, to maintain the streetscape and the rest of the look and feel on the sidewalks that go with that investment. I just don't want to go into three, but I'll do my best to get it in two.
Thank you.
That sound good?
I didn't even ask this question or even phrase it this way, but I feel like I just have to get it on the record. What are the odds that this is read, reviewed, and ignored?
I think that is not going to be the case because, again, Councillor Stapleton is very open and supportive of this. And council is going to be having to look at those recommendations that came out of the climate action plan. And like we talked about last time, that particular consultant who did that for them engaged another consultant to look at paid parking in downtown. And that's one of the recommendations of that plan, was a third-party report that indicates that it's financially feasible. So there's multiple things right now that support the timing for this. And this budget. I mean, how are they going to solve this budget? Where's the infusion of money going to come from unless it's general fund? And that isn't going to be something that they're interested in doing. So we've got paid parking pretty much surrounding downtown. It's just not in downtown. So
that budget, Sheree, that we just approved, I didn't see mention of that in here either in the letter. I'm wondering if putting that in here, or is that something that they will get? It's more of as a supporting thing.
You're asking if they'll get the budget at the same time. Yeah.
Yeah, it goes together.
Okay.
And what I'll do is I will, once I get these two changes done, I will, if you guys approve it, I'll turn around and I'll send it to Councilor Stapleton and give her a heads up that she will see it when the budget comes through. And then she'll have lots of time to look at it before she officially sees it with the budget.
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, I agree. But on the your paragraph that you mentioned, the climate action plan too, I wonder if you change the wording a little bit to more strongly the charge for on-street parking in downtown in the executive summary of the climate action plan is the most cost-effective climate action strategy from the executive summary out of that report. I'm wondering if you change your first sentence to say it more similar to that.
I can reference the executive summary.
And then to Josh's kind of point too, so if I guess the question of appropriateness, if this gets sent and it just kind of doesn't go anywhere, is it appropriate for Josh, as our chair, to go to council to speak in a 2-minute public session to bring this up if it doesn't go anywhere after it's been given to council?
So it'll be part of the budget. And it would probably be Councilor Stapleton who would lead and put the motion in play. But I think to manage expectations, I don't think that would happen a budget meeting night. I think that on another, I mean, Kristen talked about this last time, you know, we have a new city manager, we have new council, so on and so forth. We would look to Councilor Stapleton to be the one to take that forward. I think if we don't see that happening, because remember, she's checking in quarterly, we can check in with her. She can talk about when she feels it's going to be appropriate. I think if that comes and goes, then it would be best for Josh to probably connect with her and check in, because she really needs to be the one, because she's the down councilor over downtown. If she isn't going to be the one to take the motion forward, it's not going to go forward, in my opinion. We need to have her supportive, and so far she's been verbally to the board very supportive of paid parking in downtown. So yes, I think at some point, if what she says, it's like it doesn't happen, then it would make appropriate sense for Josh to check in with her.
Okay.
we won't let it, we will, I guess, Kirk, a good point. We need to keep on it. Once we do this, then we need to, as a board, have regular check-ins on what's the status because of the importance to you. And I will help you with that.
Yeah, I think that's kind of my,
yeah.
Alan made the point, if it takes 6 months to do this, and all of a sudden, 2 months turns into 6 months, turns into a year, and it's not moving forward like we hoped.
No. Just like Councillor Stapleton's frequency, we will keep this something that we'll keep following up on. That's a good point. So basically, we have this as an action item, so it's up to you to figure out how you want to do this. You can trust that I will take Jordan's comments in regards to clarifying in better detail the implementation in the next 24 months. I will add Kirk's suggestion on referencing paid parking from the executive summary of the climate action plan. And I will add a reference to the investment in streetscape and the need to have funding to address the elements of maintaining the streetscape and the cleanliness around the streetscape for the overall benefit of downtown. Was there anything else?
And keep it under 2 pages.
Well, I'll make a motion to approve as discussed with modifications as Cherie has just outlined.
Second.
All the seconds. All those in favor of approving this memo with the discussed additions, revisions, say aye.
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 Those not, nay. Motion carries. Great. Thanks, Jordan, for bringing that forward.
So while we have the memo in front of us, I just wanted to check back in with you because at our last meeting when I was going over the bullet items that are in the memo, I think it was you, Josh, that said we should, or maybe it was Linda, we should keep a list of these. So obviously it's in the memo, but I can pull them out and just have it as a list too. And if there's things that we should, as a group, add, I was thinking we can keep that up too. If we identify things that we think we need to have money to be able to do in downtown to make downtown better, we can just keep adding to the list. The benefit of that would be that if and when we're able to move something forward and we wanted to share what we thought the benefits would be for a paid system, it'd be easy for us to convert our list of all the things that we think we should have money to pay for and the benefits of that which we don't. So I didn't want to not circle back with you on you wanting to have this be put in a list, but it's also something that we can build upon if that's of interest to you.
I think it would be very helpful to have a list that continues on, one that can be added to, and that could then easily be kind of directed when there are funds available, sort of designate what funds are going where. So I think it would be a great way to have basically an action plan when funds are available.
I agree.
Okay, so I will pull the bullets out and put them on a separate piece of paper for us electronically as just a working document. And again, if we ever had money, we would have a list to take a look at what we might want to prioritize. Uh-huh. And we'll just build on it. How's that sound?
Yeah. And if you, in looking at that list, when you pull out the bullet points, Cherie, if you already want to get the in sort of a priority that you feel from past would be a nice lineup, or you can just leave it in the same order and we could prioritize it another time.
Oh, okay.
You know,
I'll think about that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, so I wouldn't mind having you create the list and kind of you saying, oh, I think, you know, security services are a higher priority, or that the downtown baskets, flower baskets are a higher. I would like to see what you feel would be the higher priority on that list.
They can't all be ones.
Well, it could be, but. Maybe 1A, 1B, 1C.
Don't make me choose. All right. Well, thank you. I think for me, the only other thing I wanted to share is that I kind of want to talk about March meeting. I was going to have Dana Moore from Deakin come in and share the renderings and stuff and talk to us about Central Salem Apartments, because hopefully they'll be starting to take that down here. But I also know March is a month with spring break, and I know in April we would be having I'd be inviting Councillor Stapleton to come back in for a check-in. So other than that, I don't have, obviously we've had back-to-back kind of meetings with the budget. So I just wanted to kind of take the pulse to see how everybody was feeling about possibly not doing a March meeting and having Dana and Councillor Stapleton come in April. A lot of you are new on the board. I've had instructions from different boards at different times where they don't want to meet just to meet. They only want to meet if there's an action item. I've had boards that like to meet, members that like to meet on a regular basis. And we have topics, and I try to bring in guest speakers and things to talk about that, kind of like a work plan that the board has. So I would, I can tell you, this is when I hate not being all in person. I'm very interested in what your desires are, how I can best serve you, I guess.
Well, this is our third DAB meeting in 6 weeks, and I feel like we've gotten a lot accomplished, at least to get to this point. I'm all for, I don't know how everyone else feels, but I'm all for, unless there's some pressing action item, having our next meeting be in April, as long as it's good use of our time. How does everybody else feel about that?
The only thing I would say is that if Cherie finds something, or if there's some reason comes up that you could call, send out a message to see if we could meet, if there was a necessity. So I would just buffer it that if for some reason you feel that something comes up, Cherie, that you'd like to present to us or discuss, then great. But if not, April sounds good.
And for the newbie here, is it the last Thursday of every month? Is that the traditional schedule for meeting?
Fourth Thursday.
Okay.
So that would be April 28th.
Yes.
Works for me.
Yep. I'm here.
Do we need to vote on it, or just?
That would be good. I mean, in the past, as you know, if I don't have any action items or it's just no meeting and we don't talk about it like we are now, we're talking about it because I wanted to check in because so many of you are new, but because we have now kind of got a consensus on something, I would appreciate it, Josh, if you would queue up that as an action item.
Okay. for a motion.
Yes.
That we reschedule or meet as DAB on April 28th. Barring anything coming up.
Yeah.
I would second that, yeah.
Yes, yeah, second.
That's a question that came up, I think last time too, about continuing virtual meetings versus in-person meetings. Leading up to that April meeting, could there be some communication about that, whether or not are we meeting in person for that one, or if it continues like this?
Good point.
I don't know when it was, a while back, we were asked, staff was asked to check in with their boards on if they preferred virtual or in-person. The members of DAB at that time, we had consensus on they wanted in-person. I'm assuming, I know Anita's listening to this, but I'm assuming if city policy changes where we can do in-person meetings, then you will be known, we will let you know. Is that, and I, you know, it's based on city policy universally,
okay,
as to what we have as options as staff and boards. So if it changes, we'll let you know. Is that
perfect.
Okay?
Yep. Thank you.
Do we need to recall that motion, Sheree, or is it still in effect?
That, I guess, Josh, you know, you as chair, you were the chair when we did that motion, because it wasn't all that long ago, but we do have quite a few new people. So if you want to check in on if we could do in person or continue virtual, that's certainly something that now at this group can talk about.
Well, I hate to kick it down the road or make it a game time decision, but I think we can converse through email. I'd certainly like to meet April 28th in person. It looks like Governor Brown is ending at least some of the restrictions, or some of the scope of restrictions, on April 1st. So I know it's kind of a city-led policy as well. So I don't think we need to decide now, but we have plenty of time to decide, depending on everyone's comfortability level as we get closer to the meeting date.
Sheree?
Yes.
I'm not positive on how it's going to work, but I believe that once we have the restrictions lifted and there's no more social distancing and we open back up, that there are some requirements to do, if we're going to do a virtual meeting, then it's all virtual, but if we do an in-person meeting, we also have to allow virtual attendance to the public, and that's going to mean maybe some technical issues that I don't know that we have ironed out yet. So we're going to have to kind of go down that road and see what we need to do to make that all work and how long that might take. So.
Okay.
So it's just going to take some tinkering, because not everyone and not every place has the equipment that they're going to need to be able to allow all that. So we'll just have to see how that rolls out.
So it could be, Anita, that obviously we know the police, the new police facility has the capabilities of doing both. The library, does it have the capability?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's I don't know about IT, where we used to meet all the time, but we'll just wait.
Yeah, we'll just have to see. And
we'll wait and see.
And yeah, if there's only a couple of places in the city where we can do it, it may be hard to get things scheduled there if everyone else is trying to schedule the same room. So we'll just have to see and do our best. We've got, I think that we can probably make it work here, but I don't know how fast we can make it work here.
Okay.
We'll play it by ear. I'm going to still consider that motion that was seconded, I believe, by Jordan, in effect. So I'd like to run it back All those in favor of moving the next DAB meeting date to April 28th, say aye.
Aye.
Those not.
Those not, nay. Motion carries. Great. So we'll look forward to seeing some correspondence and seeing if it's possible, and hopefully have a fun presentation from Deacon on their project. That's very exciting. I don't see any information reports. And I also want to be respectful of time, unless we just want to dive down on something where we have something to talk about. I'm certainly comfortable adjourning now that our action items are dealt with, this series of the three meetings we've had. So unless somebody has anything they'd like to bring up, I would recommend that we can adjourn. Okay.
Good. I guess we're adjourned.
Thank you, everybody, and especially
thank you
and Anita.
Thank you.
Take care, everybody.
Good time.
Thank you.
See you.